Hi everyone. As you know, So Country Stories Japan is currently on a short break between seasons. I'll announce the return date as soon as possible, and I'm looking forward to Season 3 of the pod, in which I'll be focusing on green season in the snow country. Before that, I wanted to share this short bonus episode, a 20-minute clip from a recent interview I did on the Lost Without Japan podcast. Lost Without Japan is a bi-weekly podcast focused on listeners planning their first trip to Japan, or those who are returning, by introducing new destinations and experiences to get them off the beaten track. The host of the podcast, Mike, covers a broad range of topics and talks to people throughout Japan, and was kind enough to invite me onto the podcast to discuss spring in the snow country and ask me for my recommendations of the best places to enjoy the snow as the weather warms up. As you'll hear, and you might be surprised to learn, some of the snow country's best destinations only become accessible in spring when access through the snow is opened up. Lost Without Japan is available on all popular podcast apps, and you can follow the show on Instagram and Facebook by searching Lost Without Japan. For more information about my podcast, Snow Country Stories Japan, check out the website, snowcountrystories.com, and you can follow the show on Instagram, Facebook, and X by searching Snow Country Stories Japan. I hope you enjoy. That through speaking with you today, Mike, and also my podcast, I hope we can get people out here.
100% agree. There's so much the country has to offer. And one question I get a lot is, when is Japan snow season? And I know you're the person to speak to this, Peter.
Yeah. Well, right now is the beginning. So it looks like, for example, this year we're going to get a nice early season. We've already had snow here in Nagano. The mountains are already filling up and some of the higher areas of the ski resorts are starting to open. So that's fantastic. Typically, you can expect snow anytime from mid-November through to end of March, mid-April. But if you go further to the north in Hokkaido, that's the most northern island of Japan, they have an even longer season. So typically, yeah, around that time, if you're looking to come here primarily for the snow and you want to be certain you're going to have it, yeah, anytime from around end of December through to early March, there should be lots of snow, especially if you're coming to ski or snowboard. That's probably the best time. The heaviest snowfall typically in January and February.
Outstanding. And with Japan snow season, like you said, it's typically, you know, that November, December through March, you know, perhaps a bit longer in the higher and northern areas. But can visitors coming in spring still have that opportunity to visit snow?
Yeah, they can. And this is the surprising thing for a lot of visitors, because some of the most popular, or let's say iconic destinations in the snow country, are actually only accessible in spring. So Japan, as I mentioned, receives some of the heaviest snowfall of any habituated areas in the world. Really does receive a massive amount of snow. And as a result of that snow, because there is so much, some of those areas aren't accessible until the spring. And I think we're going to go into those today, a couple of my recommendations. In terms of if you're coming for skiing and snowboarding, yeah, I mean, if you go to the resorts in Hokkaido or, for example, here in Nagano, Shikokogen, which is Japan's largest and highest ski resort, a lot of people don't realize most ski resorts, especially certainly in central Japan, will close around mid to March to end of March, early April, regardless of how much snow they have left. It's very Japanese. This is the date that we close. We're closing, even if there's still three or four meters on the ground. Shikokogen goes much longer. Because of Shiga's altitude, the highest ski resort in Japan, its season goes to the end of April or into May. And so you can come here in central Japan and go skiing in April and May, and also in Hokkaido. There's some areas up there that you can keep going. So certainly in spring, you should still be, if it's a priority, you can still find a good amount of snow. We're going to go into a couple of destinations where there's still a huge amount of snow in spring.
Outstanding, my friend. And you have to apologize on my pronunciations for some of the areas that I'm going to bring up. Feel free to correct me. I always, you know, throw out there, you know, I'm here to bring you things to do and give you a Google map to go with it, because my pronunciation may not always be there, but it's improving sometimes.
Let me tell you, mate, if you're going to an Australian for tips on pronunciation, you're in trouble.
Explains so much about why we get along so well. That's, you know. but I do love the topic, though, with spring activities in snow country. And I know that there is in Tateyama, it's like Kyobi Alpine route as one that, you know, I've at least seen. Where is it? What is it? You know, you're like, you know, when is it open? Like, what can you tell us about that?
Sure. Okay, let's jump into that. So you're correct to stumble on the pronunciation of that one, because actually the Japanese, it's referred to as the Tateyama Kurobe Alpine route, as in the I believe the French word. But in English, we'd say the Tateyama Kurobe Alpine route. While your listeners may not have heard of it, there's a good chance they might have seen photographs of it, and we'll come to this. So the Tateyama Kurobe Alpine route is a series of mountain transports that takes you over Japan's highest mountain range. Obviously, Fuji is Japan's highest mountain, but Fuji sits by itself. It's not part of a mountain range. Japan's highest mountain range, often referred to as the North Alps, or is actually called the Hida Mountains in Japan, that runs through Nagano up to the north, up into Toyama. And so the Tateyama Kurobe Alpine route is a series of transports that goes from the Nagano side of the mountains to the near the summit, and then comes down to the Toyama side of the mountains. From on the Nagano side, Ogizawa Station is the base station, and it takes you down to Tateyama on the other side. The top station of the Tateyama Kurobe Alpine route is called Murudo, and it's at a height of 2,450 meters, which I wrote down here because I'm sure a lot of your listeners deal in feet. So 2,450 meters is 8,038 feet. It puts you within striking distance of the summit of Mount Tateyama. Mount Tateyama is 3,003 meters or 9,852 feet. And Tateyama is considered one of Japan's three most sacred mountains. Probably no surprise to hear one of the other two is Fuji. And the other mountain is called Hakusan, which is over in Ishikawa. So these mountain transports take you up to the top station. And then you can choose to, for example, go up from the Nagano side and come down the Nagano side, or come up from the Toyama side and go down the Toyama side, or you can cross from Nagano to Toyama or to Toyama to Nagano. And so from the Nagano side, it can be kind of confusing to get your head around it before you go up there. It's a series of transports that was originally put in to build the dam up there. There's a very large dam up there. Certainly it's Japan's highest dam. I think it might be the largest as well. Don't quote me on that. Called Kurobe Dam. And so these transports were actually originally up there to create the dam. So it gives you an idea of what to expect. It's pretty rugged and ready to get you up there. So from the Nagano side, you take a tunnel bus, an electric tunnel bus, through the guts of the mountain. It's pretty incredible. Before you get onto a cable car that takes you up to a ropeway, that ropeway takes you even further up to yet another tunnel bus that leads you up to the top station. From the Toyama side, a little bit less exciting. So I really like going up from the Nagano side. The Toyama side, you take, again, a cable car up to a mid station, where then there's a bus which drives a road up the mountain, which is very beautiful, but not quite as exciting as the Nagano side. The big draw card and the things that people might have seen, your listeners might have seen, is the snow walls of Tateyama. Important to say, actually, Tateyama doesn't open to the public until April 15th each year. It's closed through winter because there's much too much snow to get up there. So it opens from April 15th and remains open typically until the end of November each year when the snow comes again. So upon opening, the really famous sight in Tateyama is the snow walls. So each spring, some much tougher people than me go up and carve the walls through the snow. And this is where you might have seen photographs of large coaches, huge buses, dwarfed by this tunnel of snow that they're driving through. So those snow walls can be up to 18, 19, I've even been told 20 meters in heights. That would be around 60 feet. And so this is the really famous site in Tateyama. Snow walls are at their best from April until probably early June when the warming weather starts to melt them. But then as that snow recedes, you have these fantastic hiking trails that open up in the North Alps that will take you up to the summit of Tateyama, very easy walk, or take you right into the national park. There's lots of very high mountains in there. It's a really fantastic destination and something you can only access from spring onwards.
Outstanding, my friend. And is that something, besides covering, you know, in your podcast, like area and things like that, is that something that you act as a guide as well?
Yeah, I do. So I haven't covered it yet directly. I have mentioned it in the podcast. Sometime early next year, I'll be doing a travel guide dedicated to Tateyama Kurobe to provide everything you need to know to plan your visit? Yes, I do. As the information will include in that travel guide, if someone's interested in a tour, I can certainly guide there. I've guided many times before. One of my favorite destinations as a guide, it's an easy one to guide because I know my guests are going to love it. So it's certainly something I can do. Prior to me publishing that travel guide, if any listener is interested in my services, please just contact me through the Snow Country Stories Japan website and we can have a chat about what's possible.
Your website is outstanding. I was looking through it again recently and you put a lot of effort into it, my friend. There's a lot to see there and give me something to strive for one day. So it's great. It's great.
One thing to mention with Tateyama Kurobe, it's a bit expensive. Sorry to jump in there again, Mike. It is a bit expensive. So for example, if you're going to come up from the Nagano side and down the Nagano side, the ticket's around 10,000 yen. So I think that's around, in US dollars, maybe 80 US dollars, which probably doesn't sound right. That much. But in terms of Japanese pricing, it's a little bit expensive. Obviously, when you get there, you'll see the amount of work that would go into maintaining all the transports up and down. I should also mention it's extremely popular with both Japanese and international visitors. So, and obviously the earlier you go, the more popular it's going to be. So the Tateyama Kurobe Alpine Route opens, as I mentioned, April 15th. Not long after that, you have Japan's run of public holidays called Golden Week, which is typically in late April to early May. It changes through the year. And so it's very easy to find out when the public holidays are. Just Google search, you know, Golden Week 2024, Golden Week 2025. It'll tell you the dates. Don't go on those days. It'll be super busy. And then also avoid weekends. It's going to be busy. It doesn't matter when you go. But if you go on the public holidays, especially around Golden Week or on the weekends, especially at the start of the season when people want to see the snow walls, it's ridiculously busy. So weekdays and avoid public holidays.
Love it, my friend. How about the area of Kamikochi? Where is that? And like, what is it in regards to area?
It's another good question. So Kamikochi is the second of my recommendations for spring and snow. Where Tateyama Kurobe Alpine Route will actually take you into the snow and you can walk around the snowfields. Kamikochi, it's a little bit different. It's just going to take you to have some fantastic views of snow. So Kamikochi is also part of the same national park that Tateyama Kurobe is in, but further to the south. So it's around a 2.5 hour drive from Nagano City or an hour to an hour and a half from Matsumoto. And just like Tateyama Kurobe, you can approach it from either side of the mountain range. It's in the same mountain range, the Hida Mountains. So you can either go across from Matsumoto, which is the largest city on the eastern side of the mountains, or you can come across from Takayama on the western side of the mountains. There's, again, a good chance that listeners might have heard of Takayama. It's got the very famous old town, very beautiful old town center, and very close to the World Heritage villages of Shirakawa-go. So Kamikochi sits in the mountains between Matsumoto and Takayama. And to get there, it can be a little bit confusing when you haven't done it before, but it's actually very simple. So you can't drive yourself into Kamikochi. Kamikochi is part of Chubusengaku National Park, but it's a special protected zone within that national park. So private vehicles are not allowed in, meaning the only way you can get in there is on large tour buses, public coaches, taxis, or private transport if you were to book, you know, a private private charter for yourself, something like this. Just like Tateyama Kurobe, because of the amount of snow in the mountains, Kamikochi doesn't open until April 15th every year. And it runs through to November, but it closes a little bit earlier than Tateyama Kurobe. It closes on November 15th each year. So Kamikochi itself is an alpine valley located around, it varies depending which part of the valley you're in. It's located around 1,500 meters above sea level, which is around just shy of 5,000 feet. And it's 16 kilometers long, which I think is about 10 miles. And so it runs from two mountains. And the very famous one of the mountains that it takes you towards is called Hotaka. Hotaka is Japan's third highest mountain. Hotaka is 3,190 meters in height, which is 10,465 feet. Keep in mind, that the second highest mountain in Japan is only 3 meters taller. So effectively, that's called Hotaka, the equal second. And so Hotaka is very famous. It's a triple peak mountain, very beautiful. And that upon opening in April, there'll still be a bit of snow in the valley that you walk along, but the mountain will be covered in snow. So it's spectacular. So the valley runs for about 16 kilometers, follows the Azusa River, very beautiful, very azure river flowing down from the mountain where the snow melts. And it's just one of the most beautiful destinations I've ever been to in Japan. It's another one that when I take my guests there, it's very easy as the guide because I could literally say nothing and they're going to love it. Now, I think I have a lot to say, so I think I enhance the experience, but this is why definitely Kamikochi is certainly the second of my recommendations for spring destinations in the snow country.
Outstanding, my friend. And one of these I've definitely, we've talked about before, and I know that you spoke on your podcast about it as well. The Shiga Kogen Ski Resort. Could you tell our audience again, just, where it's at and why, if they've not heard of it, or even if they have heard of it, why it's worth visiting?
Yep. Love to. I love talking Shiga. Just before we move on from Kamikochi, I should also mention, Mike, that I'm going to do also a travel guide for Kamikochi sometime next year to time with it opening in April. So look out for that. There'll be everything you need to know. And again, some information about my services. Shiga Kogen, I actually have done an episode about already. So if you were to visit the Snow Country Stories Japan website, episode 13 of the podcast is all about Shiga Kogen. And so very happy to talk about it. Shiga Kogen is Japan's largest and highest ski resort. So it's in Nagano. When people hear that, they're often surprised because there are other ski resorts in Japan that have a higher profile with international visitors that also claim to be the largest. Notably Niseko, which is in Hokkaido, and the resorts of Hakuba Valley that are in Nagano. You might also see them claiming to be the largest. It's actually Shiga is the largest. So we go into that discussion in the episode as to just to back that up, that it is actually the largest. The Shiga is located I think around, off the top of my head, 1,330 meters to 2307. So it has the highest chairlifted ski run of any official resort in Japan. There is one other higher chairlift in Japan for a ski resort, but it's very small. So in terms of a major resort, this is the highest. Because it's the highest, it also has the longest ski season in Nagano. So most Nagano ski resorts will be open in a good season sometime from mid-December, maybe second half of December, through to the end of April. Possibly go a little bit later. Shiga, because of its altitude, is open from usually parts of it will be open from mid to the end of November, well through April and into May. It just depends on the season. The official season for Shiga is also mid-December through to mid-March, but they keep going after that. They just don't tend to advertise it much. So Shiga is a place that if you were to come here in April, for example, because of the altitude, you're almost guaranteed to have excellent snow up there. Shiga Kogen is above the Snow Monkey Park. So if you were to drive maybe 20 minutes past the Snow Monkey Park, I'm sure most of your listeners have heard of that, you're going to hit the lower runs of Shiga Kogen. So you can go there and ski well into April and if not May. The great thing about doing that as well is that the crowds really drop off. So certainly there'll be very few international visitors at that time. Japanese have really kind of also switched that part of their brain off. So, it's going to be very quiet, likely to be mostly locals. And if you go on a weekday, it'll be exceptionally quiet. So some of the best snowboarding experiences of my life have been in Shiga midweek in April, where the snow is still fantastic, huge amount, fantastic quality, nobody there. It's a massive resort, really worth enjoying. The other great thing for international visitors is that accommodation in Shiga, once you get into May, especially midweek, it's going to be exceptionally cheap. You can maybe to find some fantastic hotels that give you a great deal because if they just don't have anyone coming. A bit different to, I should mention, the accommodation situation in Tateyama Kurobe and Kamikochi. There is accommodation at the top of Tateyama Kurobe Alpine Route. It's expensive because there's a couple of hotels up there. There's a couple of mountain lodges if you're actually going to go hiking, which are, they're Japanese. They're comfortable. They're really good. There's onsen, everything up there. But the hotels are expensive. The hotels in Kamakochi are crazy expensive. And they're very comfortable, but you're going to be really paying for them. Shikokogen in the peak season is going to be expensive around, obviously, Christmas, New Year, weekends through January. But once you hit April, as I said, the hotels don't have enough people to fill them. So you can get some really, really good deals. So Shikokogen is my recommendation. If you want to actually do something with the snow, head up to Shiga and you'll have a great time.
And is this something, too, that you lead groups to as well through your guide service?
I don't. So I'm a snowboarder, but I don't lead snowboarding tours. It's something which I think there's plenty of really highly qualified snow and ski instructors and guides. And well, I'm confident looking after myself. I'm not certified to be looking after anyone else. So no, I don't lead snowboard tours, but have a listen to that episode. In the episode that I did about Shikokogen, I speak with a guy by the name of Rebel Zimikiel, a really interesting guy. He's a two-time Olympian, originally from Ethiopia. He represented Ethiopia twice at the Olympic Games and then grew up in the United States. So you hear American accent, but originally from Ethiopia. He is the manager of Shikokogen International Ski School. So they offer guided tours, including, if you would like, backcountry, if you're interested in side and backcountry at Shiga. Obviously, you want to go with somebody who really knows what they're doing, knows where to take you, where it's safe, has all the appropriate gear. They can cover that. But also, given the size of Shikokogen, not only do they do ski and snowboard lessons, both group and private, and obviously in English, they lead tours. So you can hire a guide to take you around and give you this kind of curated day trip around Shikokogen so you get the most out of your time. It's a massive resort. So, you know, if you really don't know where you're going, you can kind of get a bit lost, or maybe if you're only going to do a day or two there, you won't see half of what's on offer. So they provide those tours, and I would certainly recommend checking them out. So have a listen to that episode, and if you're interested, get in contact with Rebel, a really lovely guy.